This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, December 31. No More Night. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun. For the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Throughout the Bible, God uses the metaphors of light and darkness, and of day and night, to highlight a constant tension. Will God's light flourish and fill creation? Or will God's creation fall back into the original darkness, the formlessness and emptiness in which God started to create? We feel that tension every time we hear about another war, natural disaster, or corrupt leader. The tension comes home when we don't have enough money to make ends meet, when our relationships break, and when we receive news that the battle for life and death is in our own bodies. We wonder, will we ever get out of this mess? God gently reassures John and us that our present sufferings will not have the final word. God shows John that through Jesus, a day is coming when all of life will flourish beyond John's wildest imaginings. Fruit trees whose very leaves bring healing to all the peoples of the world will flourish in the heart of God's new creation, bearing new crops every month. God also reveals that there will be no more night in this new creation. The threat of darkness and all that it symbolizes throughout the Bible will be removed. By God's lavish grace, evil will no longer distort or diminish life anywhere within God's new creation. Even now, God is at work making everything new. Pray with me. Hallelujah. Lord God, equip us to live confidently, even boldly, in expectation of your new creation. Please bring this day about soon, we pray. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.